Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
And now, live from the Skyline Studios, here's Dave Plyer.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the number. Call or text anytime throughout the show. Good morning, Mr. Roger Badish.
Well, good morning, Mr. Plyer.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Getting kind of in the holiday spirit. Starting to talk about, you know, Thanksgiving dinners and people wanting
Isn't
to decorate.
Nice?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's nice. It's kind of a respite from the ordinary.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Curtis, good morning to you as well.
Good morning.
Nice to have you. You know, I did something I normally don't do, and I forgot my glasses.
Uh-oh.
So that's why Carl was saying, yep, he's turning on all the lights and everything, because I can't see anything. So it could not be any brighter in here.
I have noticed an unusual extra shine from the top of your head. So
nice.
I mean,
that's great.
I'm one to talk.
Yes,
and if I could detach the three pairs of glasses that I wear in one, I would gladly give you part of them.
Oh, that's so nice of you. That is so nice of you. You mentioned the holidays. Mm-hmm. You know, the Neiman Marcus catalog came out a few weeks ago, and so did some other luxury catalogs. And I was kind of catching this week. And the one thing my son and I were talking about, and folks, this is for real, it's the 93rd edition of the Neiman Marcus Christmas book. And it's always things that are just so outrageous. But I will tell you, there's a group of people that are shopping this catalog and making these purchases. I'd like to know, actually, do a little postmortem after the holidays with someone from Neiman Marcus and find out what items were purchased, because there's a lot of limited edition stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite on this thing, and let me find my notes here, is become a secret agent in an Aston Martin DBS Super Leggera designed by James Bond himself, Daniel Craig. So it's a Aston Martin, created by him. Only 7 packages are available. Folks, 7 packages only.
Get them now before midnight.
Get them now. comes with a beautiful, it's called Inky Blue. That's what the colors. It's like almost like a gray.
Inky Blue. I like that. Yeah.
Features a powerful twin turbo 5.2 liter V12 engine. Producing,
I was looking for
torque.
A 7.8 turbo. I'm sorry.
But you can have that. I think that is only, and this car is beautiful. It is only $700,007.
Oh, man. I got change right here in my pocket for that.
What is going to be the APR rate on a loan on that vehicle, you think? Huh?
You know, if you can afford that price, I don't think you care what the APR is.
Well, there's some wannabes out there. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, buy it on time. Yeah. And
That's why I'm checking into it.
They'll make one payment.
You
and then
another part of that. You'll also receive one of the 7 limited edition all platinum Seamaster Diver 300 Omega timepieces. So you get a watch.
Oh, watch, of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, because you have to time how long it is before you have no more money left.
I was going to say, before they repossess the car.
Right.
Plus tickets to the world premiere of No Time to Die, the 25th installment of the James Bond series.
Oh, see what they did there? It was a movie promotion. Yeah.
There are 2 James Bonds that matter to me, and it is Sean Connery and Daniel Craig. I think I always loved Pierce Brosnan, but once Daniel Craig got in this role, I'm hooked.
Made it his own.
And the fact that he's doing another one, and I don't want, like, I'd like this franchise to continue as is. I'm hearing rumblings of changes. It's going to be a woman. It's going to be, like, it's like, do we have to do that? Is that the politically correct thing we do? Like, you know, James Bond now has to be a certain ethnicity, has to be, you know, like, come on. You know, like, I need James Bond to be James Bond, because James Bond is a guy.
You can't have it Jane Bond?
I'm sure you could.
Because, I mean, think about it.
But then start another franchise with a similar thought behind it. We don't have to reinvent a franchise that's been around for 50 years.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And I already got texts that are saying right on. So there you go.
Oh, nice.
Travel the world by private jet to five cool destinations for $575,000. The luxurious adventure begins near Morocco, Italy, Sweden,
ooh,
St. Lucia, and then Utah. You end up in Utah at the lodge at Blue Sky.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's a nice little one.
That's like a five-star lodge up there.
Star in your own Makeup by Mario Instagram video. So this is, you know, for $400,000.
Trust me, there's not enough makeup in the world
that'll fix me. That'll fix you. Yeah. I know. I knew that.
Open you up to more filters.
Yeah, maybe. Experience Fashion Week like an insider. So you get to go to all these shows and stuff, the New York Fashion Week. $250,000 for that.
Wow.
Yellow.
Yeah, no. Trust me, the makeup didn't help. Fashion won't help.
I guess if you're worth $50, $100 million, $200 million, $1 billion, this might seem something up your alley.
But if you've got that kind of money, you've probably been going anyway.
Yeah, but these are trips that you can say you gift wrapped in a little Neiman Marcus
box.
Oh,
I gotcha.
Everything.
Okay.
Visit Italian pasta making from third generation pasta maker Giuseppe Di Martino. The next day, enjoy a cooking lesson from chef Massimo Bottura, followed by dinner at an exclusive table inside the wine room of his 3-Michelin-star restaurant. Continue with a guided tour of the local markets in Italy, also while driving exotic cars and through Italy's Motor Valley. And that is...
Now, I could do that.
It's $200,000.
That's... please, come on.
Come on, mortgage the house.
How much you got in your pocket now?
Right now?
Curtis?
Got $9.
Oh, my
God.
Got
$1.
I'm working on it. That's $10 closer.
He's got $1. I mean, this is the Neiman Marcus catalog.
I understand. You know,
Neiman Marcus has got some nice things.
Yeah.
For the average Joe, but then there's us. You and me, Roger.
We get this.
An adventure in Tokyo with sneaker legend Jeff Staple. Now, my son would tell you.
Who is Jeff?
My son will tell you, and then we're going to get to the opposite end of this conversation, because my son, I said, give me a half dozen gifts between your grandfather and your aunt, and every, you know, one wants to buy you something, they want some ideas. Give me a half dozen ideas. And the thing for him is he does not pay full price for anything, and he normally does not pay for things brand new, including shoes. And he goes around, I'll have to have him on the show to talk about this. He goes around, he'll buy a pair of Nikes that are worth $300.
Okay.
He might buy them online for $60.
What?
He completely cleans them. And they're usually fairly new. They're used.
Jeez.
So he cleans them, magic eraser, do whatever to them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he customizes them. You know, he'll make them the Chicago flag on them. But for the most part, he'll clean them up inside and out because he's got all the stuff for that.
Okay.
He'll sell it for $250.
What?
So, I mean, even, you know, when he was a kid, he would shovel snow, do whatever. He never asked
me
for money.
Yeah, sure.
He's got money left and right. He's not selling cocaine. He's flipping out gym shoes.
That's amazing.
And then he's got his own collection. He's got more shoes than I've ever had, but he makes money hand over fist doing this stuff. So he's asking me, and I think this is a generational thing, among generation, is it Z? Or Z.
What are we in?
Generation Z. So Josh would be Generation Z. But I think this whole generation, because we talk about millennials, they expect everything now for nothing, blah, blah, blah. Curtis is one of those guys. He's a pain in the ass to work with every single day.
That's why I'm still here.
He is, that's why he's still here at 2:15 in the morning. No, he is actually just the opposite. But Gen Z is more entrepreneurial. They do not expect everything handed to them. They want to make their own way. So I think there's salvation here in this. But these designers and stuff, it's a big deal.
That's wild.
So this is $110,000. You'll head to Tokyo to meet the designer and sneaker icon for a once in a lifetime experience. So what I'm saying is, there's people looking at this Neiman Marcus catalog going, "Hey, I'm going to spend the big bucks." But then you have a completely different generation who, I mean, somebody's going to have to buy it new,
right?
To buy it used, obviously.
Exactly. To sell it used,
and
right?
There are
people
who will buy it brand new.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in a moment. Luxury doghouse. This is what Lisa was talking about. Luxury dollhouse.
A dollhouse or a doghouse?
Doghouse.
Doghouse, okay.
By Rockstar Puppy and Denise Richards.
Denise Richards isn't actress?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Your lucky pet will enjoy a one-of-a-kind doghouse produced in collaboration with Rockstar Puppy, Creator of a luxury canine lifestyle and actress animal lover Denise Richards. The dog houses are custom designed to your specifications inside and out. Nothing is off limits.
Wow.
$70,000.
I got to get a dog first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, slight problem there.
Yes, we got the outrageous dollhouse. Oh, okay. Now, I love this. This is actually really funny. The Moët & Chandon vending machine, champagne. It's a vending machine for the house. It's customized. It's got the logo on it. It'll put the Baddish family right on the top.
Oh, of course.
Available in black, white, or gold.
With our crest.
Stocked with 360 mini bottles of champagne, personalized with the family name or your favorite expression, $35,000.
Favorite expression, we're broke.
I hope I pronounced that right. all right. A Versace punching bag.
Do you get to punch Versace? Or
and this is a cheap
from the
one.
Family? Or
Gianni Versace, this Italian design house is now run by Gianni's sister, Donatella.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been working on this for over 20 years. And you can get this punching bag for $1,500. So this is a steal, man. $1,550.
Easy.
You could have, yeah. But if you want the boxing gloves.
Wait, you need them?
Those are an additional $32.75.
$32.75? I'm joking.
How about a Funboy inflatable snowmobile? The downhill Funboy snowmobile sled plays homage to classic snowmobile vibes at the colors of 70s retro ski era. Engineered performance and design delivers the fun downhill snow sled for adults, ultra-thick material. Reinforced rubber base provides the most durable inflatable sledding experience possible.
Hmm.
It looks really cool, so I think it's a really, really, really thick, like when they make the water inflatables. When they're,
I would say it's like an inner tube. Like when you go mountain and you go inner tubing down the hill.
Yeah.
And Funboy's is a big brand with this stuff. Yeah. $99.
Steal.
You could do this.
Yeah, easy.
I'm telling you, you can do this. Because we did that. Mm-hmm. I'm still looking.
I'm still waiting for you to get down to like my price range. By the way, my family crest, an empty pocket.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
It's all right.
Mine's a dove out of the wallet, Roger.
Really?
So this is the opposite. Used stuff is the big trend in Christmas shopping this holiday season. This is according to the LA Times. Most of the Christmas presents purchased for family members already will have belonged to someone else. Mm. It's a shopping habit. For people that are younger than 30, that it's been practicing for nearly a decade, but has become more fashionable over the last 18 months.
Hmm.
Really unique gifts. Now, I mean, I have to say, I guess when I'm asking for things,
right?
When I need something, I buy it. I've been working for a long time. I'm 52. I've got my things.
Right.
But I like collecting cool stuff and putting stuff out on display. I'm a collector.
Yeah.
As you know. So I don't mind going and saying, yeah, if you could find. My son found a, it was used, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was a set of NBC chimes.
Nice. You mean like online. The little.
Yeah.
The little chimes with the little handle, the soft end thing.
But I think they sold them in the 70s or 80s. It wasn't the wood ones. Like we have at the Broadcast Museum.
Uh-huh.
It's made out of wood. And we have the original set of chimes from the 1930s.
On top of it, right?
This that my son bought me was plastic.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'm saying. Yeah, I gotcha. Is what I'm saying. Yeah.
I gotcha.
But I mean, I think I got a Cuddly Dudley about 10 years ago from my wife.
There you go.
Reluctantly.
Yeah. Watch it now.
Like, here you go.
She's
this is
listening.
What you asked for.
I know.
I don't think she is. buying secondhand isn't necessarily the same thing as committing the unthinkable act of regifting. Which was coined by Seinfeld back in the 1990s.
Yeah.
We do regift. Do you regift?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because
I called on you out on it 2 years ago?
Well, now that it's public, yeah. But but because...
Thanks for that pair of spats, by the way. That was very nice.
You're very welcome. Yeah. I cleaned them up real good with a little brush. Sorry about the tear on the left one at the bottom. That's all right. It'll wear fine.
It happens.
But we rarely when we go places,
yeah,
a soiree, as I like to say lately, we don't go to places where you necessarily bring gifts or people give you gifts. It's just a gathering. So the
I just think that's your rule, because there's people lined up giving stuff, and then you just walk in. And
I just walk right past.
You hand me your hat and your coat and go get a sandwich.
Please. Got to just throw it on the ground. So it's so far in between. Mm-hmm. Getting a gift or giving a gift, that between that moment and the next time that comes around,
yeah,
I've forgotten not only who gave us the gift or what the gift was, but if we had given a gift, I'm afraid if I have to buy another one, I may give the same gift.
Yes,
going out to buy the same gift to give because I forgot what I gave them.
For me, it's more about the kids. So if Emma got two different gifts or two of the same gift, and we know my niece wanted one of those.
Oh, I see.
That more of that.
But not, your niece would know because. But it's not like.
Right.
It's not like you're re-gifting that. It's right. Like, you know, you've got two of these. You don't need two of these.
Yeah.
Your cousin would like one of these. Mm-hmm. Let's give it to her.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then I'll tell you what's on the show. It's Dave Player on 720 WGN.